realestate.com.au's Property Talk podcast, brought to you by realestate.com.au Home Loans. We'll find the loan that's right for you. Call 1300 854 854.
Hello and welcome back to realestate.com.au Property Talk. This podcast series focuses on all you need to know about buying property. My name is Cameron Riley and I'm here again with our real estate expert, Andrew Pegler. Now today, Andrew, we're going to talk about auction day tips and techniques. Now, when I want to buy a piece of real estate, should I just turn up and start bidding?
No, that's not a good idea, Cameron. The best way to approach an auction is to get a feel for them first. So you really need to go to a couple. Auctions are very emotionally charged events. People come literally with their life savings in their back pocket. So you don't want to turn up to these things unprepared. And as we've said in another podcast, there is no cooling off period in an auction, so you can't afford to make mistakes. Now, you want to turn up to an auction in which you're going to be bidding, making sure that your finances are in order, the contract of sale has been checked out by the solicitor, and all your inspections are done. You also want to know approximately how much the house that you're planning to bid for is worth. So you don't want to find that you actually bid for more than it's worth. Once you feel the bidding has got to a point where the value you believe it has been met, you get out of it.
So is there some sort of strategy I should be following that will guarantee me a win?
Look, Cameron, there are many different auction bidding strategy, but there's frankly only one that's going to guarantee you a win, and that's actually having more money to pay for it than anyone else there. However, there are a number of techniques that I have seen over the years that I'd like to suggest. The most effective of these is at a psychological level. For example, try starting the bidding. This announces your intentions and it brings people out, or frankly just shuts them up. And you can either start with a low bid and then sit back and wait and see what happens, or start with a high bid and hope it's going to put other bidders off. Another thing I think is a great idea is what I call the knockout bid. And this is a bid at a much higher increment than what's been previously made. So, for example, you've done your research and you know that the property that you're bidding for is worth about $500,000. The bidding might be at $400,000. It's been politely raising by $5,000 increments. Throw in a $450,000 bid and see what happens. If you're lucky, you're going to stop other bidders in their tracks. Another technique I quite like is called fast finish. So you actually wait until the property is about to be knocked down. So, you know, going once, going twice, going, and, you know, just as you're about to say, going three times, gone. Come in with a bid and continue to bid quite aggressively, and this will frighten other bidders off.
So what about my demeanour on auction day, Andrew? How should I carry myself?
Well, Cameron, auctions are essentially a confidence game. So you've got to project confidence. Don't be timid with your bids and call them out loudly and proudly. And immediately respond to a bid with a higher bid. Don't dither or agonise over a bid, because if you do, you are sending a clear signal to everyone there that you've just about reached your limit. So even if your limit is only $1,000 more, act as if you've got another $100,000 to throw at this property when you put that bid up. And here's a tip. If you're the highest bidder, but the property hasn't reached what they call the reserve price, the agent will generally try and encourage you to make a higher bid to, and I quote, get it over the line. Well, my advice is don't. If no one's prepared to bid higher, you have frankly reached the property's market value.
And what if I don't feel comfortable bidding? Can I get someone else to do it for me?
Yeah, absolutely. You can always get someone else to bid for you, but you must notify the agent before the auction that this is your plan. I would suggest that unless you have an uncle, brother, father, or someone else who's quite au fait with these processes, get a buyer's agent in and they'll do it for a fee, which could be anything from $500 to $1,000. They vary widely. But it's much easier for someone who's an experienced bidder and not emotionally attached to the sale to project the sort of confidence that you need. Plus, they're not going to get carried away and end up going over your limit.
Any other advice, Andrew, for how I carry myself on auction day?
Look, at the end of the day, Cameron, be philosophical. You win some, you lose some. It's not the end of the world if you miss out, and there's going to be another auction next weekend.
realestate.com.au's Property Talk podcast, brought to you by realestate.com.au Home Loans. We'll find the loan that's right for you. Call 1300 854 854.